It's time to go behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And this week, the Eagles look to remain perfect going against the AFC North as they travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. And to help us preview the matchup, we bring in Catherine Terrell from ESPN. Now, Catherine, the past 5 years, it has been almost automatic that the Bengals would reach the playoffs. You figured the trend would continue in 2016. Doesn't quite look like that will be the case. In your estimation, why do you think that's so?
I think everyone went into the season thinking the Bengals were going to be good again, kind of pick up where they left off. But for whatever reason, that just hasn't happened. I think, first of all, their offense hasn't clicked. All they did was replace the right tackle, but it just seems like that kind of threw off their offensive line for whatever reason. They're not playing well. They've given up the third most sacks in the NFL. The offense in general isn't playing well, and then you add to that that A.J. Green is now down and Giovanni Bernard is down for the season, and they're essentially not going anywhere.
Catherine, you mentioned the losses of A.J. Green and Giovanni Bernard. Who do you expect to pick up the slack? Who will Cincinnati rely upon to try to get the offense going with them out of the lineup?
Well, I think that they're going to have to turn to Tyler Boyd a little bit more, and they have. His snaps have increased significantly. That's their rookie second-round draft pick this year. And I think that Boyd has played well. They haven't really been able to count on Brandon LaFell. He did have some touchdowns earlier in the season, but he hasn't really done much of anything the last few weeks. And then, of course, their best weapon is tight end Tyler Eifert, who said he's now experiencing the pain of double coverage like Green used to get. I think Green told him, it's not fun, is it? So, I mean, those are just two of the guys they're going to have to rely on. But it really, their offense is so dependent on Green. It's just, it's kind of, when you take them out, they don't really know what to do, it almost seems like.
Catherine, you brought up a great stat about the sacks allowed by the offensive line this season, but there's still a Pro Bowl quarterback in Andy Dalton. So how would you evaluate his performance? Is the offensive line contributing to his performance, his 2016 outing, or do you think that maybe Andy Dalton's just in a little bit of a slide here this season?
I think he's been up and down. These last four games, when they haven't won, he hasn't had a passer rating of over 80, not since they played against Cleveland. I don't think it's all his fault, though. I mean, first of all, we already talked about the offensive line, but also I don't think his receivers are really getting open quick enough to help him. But I also think that because he's been hit so much, he's probably making some poor decisions, maybe trying to run first instead of pass first so that he won't get hit. I'm not going to say that's the case with every snap, but I think it probably does contribute. So I would probably give him a B or B minus. Some days he plays great and some days he doesn't. I think that's always been the knock on Dalton, but I think that his supporting cast is just really not helping him this year.
Catherine, the Eagles offense only scored 13 points on Monday night against the Green Bay Packers, a Packers defense that had been struggling in terms of historic proportions. Bengals, meanwhile, may be 0-3 since the bye week, but they've allowed 21 or fewer points in each of those contests. What do you think the Bengals and that veteran-laden unit will have in store for the rookie quarterback and the offense as a whole?
Well, I think the Bengals defense is playing so much better than they were a few weeks ago. They were forcing the Ravens to kick field goals all day. Unfortunately for them, the Ravens have the best field goal kicker in the league, so that didn't really help. But I definitely do not see this as a high-scoring game on both sides. The Bengals offense can't move the ball right now. Have only scored one offensive touchdown in six quarters. But on the defensive side, I think they're just really close to, I would say they're close to putting it together, but they just haven't had a complete game. So I think the defense is probably going to have another good game. They're at home. I just don't expect the Eagles to be scoring touchdowns on them on Sunday.
The Eagles have had struggles on the road, only one win this season. That came way back in week two on Monday Night Football against the Bears. Catherine, last question for you. Eagles fans aren't too familiar with the Cincinnati Bengals, only play them once every four seasons. But who's maybe an under-the-radar player, someone who Eagles fans should be like, you know what, that's a guy that we have to watch out for this Sunday?
Well, I think that would definitely be running back Rex Burkhead. He's kind of the guy that has to fill Giovanni Bernard's role. When he was at Nebraska, he could kind of do everything. He could catch passes. He could line up as a traditional running back. He even threw three touchdown passes. And I think that the Bengals just haven't really utilized him that much. Even last week against the Ravens, they didn't really turn to him until the fourth quarter, but then he did some good things. He was kind of catching a couple of passes. He looked good, and that was towards the very end of the game. So I could see them trying to use him more in Bernard's role, both as a traditional running back and as a pass-catching back.
Receiving backs have given the Eagles struggles at times this season, especially with that aggressive front four. Catherine Terrell covers the Bengals for ESPN. Thank you so much for taking us Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.